I remember the first day when I drove down the lane to look at this property, and I thought there's no way this could be for sale. I couldn't believe that a venue with this location could be for sale until I walked in and it was, well, practically derelict and buckets catching water on the seats and stuff. I'm actually a Burnage lad, so I vaguely remember it from when my two brothers used to play football on the football pitch. There's been a building on the site since the 16th century. It's got very strong ties with the Jacobean history. Apparently they used to meet here and toast to the Great Pretender over the water. It's called Jackson's Boat because originally Farmer Jackson used to have a ferry that he used to ferry people across the Mersey with, and he charged them a penny a time. They then built a wooden bridge which got docked down in 1879. They built a metal bridge in 1881, and the council bought it off them in 1947, but up until 1947 they were still charging a toll. They used to have cockfights in the grounds here, but up until about the 40s, 50s, this used to be a bowling green. Because it's changed from being in Manchester to Cheshire. When the old licensing laws were different, they said a half hour later license than anywhere else. So the last half hour used to get quite busy, apparently. We also still have grandfather rights to serve alcohol out the bedroom window from when it used to flood. Now, I've never had to use it and I don't wish to use it. I think it's slightly different now, throwing a bottle of Smirnoff Ice out a window, than 100 years ago. The only problem we have is because of its location, there's no houses around it or anything, and you are on the river, it's very much weather-led. You know, if it's pouring down with rain, you're dead. If it's a beautiful day, we've got 52 tables outside. They can fill up within 40 minutes, and that's 300 people all. And unfortunately, they all want food all at the same time. We're building an outside bar next year, which will ease a lot of the stress. When we took over, it hadn't done food for 5 years, didn't have a children's play area. We've tried to turn it back into a traditional family pub because of its location. It's an ideal location for serving food because it's not a drinking man's pub, because you've got to walk to it to get to it. We have several different regular customers. We've got the regular dog walkers because we allow dogs in the pub. And the good thing about dog walkers is they'll walk a dog regardless of the weather. A dog needs walking. So they do help us through the winter. You've then got your summer trade, a nice sunny day. Let's go out. People just generally passing. You've got people that live in Sale and didn't know it was here. It's a very strange mix of people. Very nice mix. At night time we get more people from Cholton than we do from Sale, which I find strange because they have to walk home in the dark. I walk down to Sale Water Park occasionally when I get a few minutes myself. I actually was looking at taking the next pub along the river, which is the Tatton Arms. And the idea being you have a starter in here, your main course, and the other you walk it off. I did the walk, but it took me an hour and a half. I thought, no, that might be a bit too far. It's amazing to get up in the morning, come down here, sit down, watch the wildlife, have a cup of coffee at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's dead peaceful. You wouldn't think you were 5 minutes from Manchester city centre. It's only the location that sells this place. Although it's a beautiful old pub, you could put this pub anywhere and it wouldn't do half the trade. But because of its beautiful environment, that's what draws the people in. It's going to give me a chance to retire in 10 years' time, hopefully. A lot of our customers who sort of stumbles across us, I think that's a canal. They ask what river it is and you say it's the Mersey, and they give you a blank look like it can't be the Mersey. The Mersey's in Liverpool. So you've got to try and explain that it does go from one place to another. This is the real Mersey paradise. It's a stunning location. But every day is a special memory here.